Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Lean Startup by Eric Ries is a business and entrepreneurship book that reframes how new products and companies should be built under conditions of extreme uncertainty. Rather than treating startups as smaller versions of large firms that must execute a fixed plan, Ries argues they should operate like learning machines, running disciplined experiments to discover what customers truly value, drawing inspiration from lean manufacturing and influenced by modern product development practices. The book presents a management approach centered on rapid iteration, customer feedback, and evidence-based decision-making. Its purpose is practical: reduce wasteful effort, shorten the time between idea and insight, and increase the odds of finding a sustainable business model. Ries popularized concepts like the minimum viable product and the build, measure, learn feedback loop, offering a vocabulary and a set of habits that entrepreneurs, product teams, and innovators can use to test assumptions early, measure results with meaningful metrics, and change course when the data shows the current approach is not working. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, startups as experiments under extreme uncertainty. A foundational move in the lean startup is redefining what a startup is and how it should be managed. Ries describes a startup as an organization creating something new under conditions of extreme uncertainty, which includes not only venture-backed tech companies, but also new initiatives inside established firms. This definition matters because it shifts the goal from executing a detailed plan to reducing uncertainty through learning. When the future is unclear, traditional management tools like long-range forecasts, rigid roadmaps, and large upfront launches can create the illusion of progress while masking the absence of real demand. Ries instead encourages teams to treat their ideas as hypotheses about customers, problems, and value creation. The work becomes designing tests that can confirm or refute those hypotheses quickly and ethically. This approach also reframes failure. An unsuccessful experiment is not automatically a waste if it produces validated learning that guides a better next step. By making uncertainty explicit, the book supplies a rationale for smaller bets, shorter cycles, and tighter feedback, all aimed at discovering a viable path to a sustainable business before resources, morale, or market windows are exhausted. Secondly, build, measure, learn, and the discipline of validated learning. Ries organizes lean startup practice around the build, measure, learn feedback loop. The point is not to build more features faster, but to move through the loop quickly to learn what is true about customer behavior and product value. Build refers to creating something testable, measure refers to observing real outcomes using well-chosen metrics, and learn refers to deciding whether to continue on the current path or change direction. The learning Ries emphasizes is validated learning, evidence that a team is discovering what customers will do rather than what they say they might do. This encourages teams to define explicit assumptions, design experiments that isolate the riskiest ones, and interpret results in a way that informs action. The loop also highlights an often overlooked operational constraint: the total cycle time. If measurement is slow or ambiguous, teams drift into opinions and internal politics. By designing products and processes so that learning arrives sooner, organizations can reduce the cost of being wrong. Over time, the loop becomes a management rhythm, aligning product development, marketing, and strategy around iterative discovery instead of theatrical launches. Thirdly, minimum viable product as a tool for early truth. The minimum viable product, or MVP, is one of the book's most influential ideas and is frequently misunderstood as a low-quality version of the final product. Ries frames it more precisely as the smallest effort that allows a team to start the learning process as quickly as possible. An MVP is not about cutting corners for its own sake. It is about targeting the core assumptions that must be true for a business to work and testing them with real customers in a way that produces usable evidence. This often requires uncomfortable trade-offs because an MVP may look incomplete compared to what a team imagines shipping later. Ries argues that delaying contact with customers until everything is polished increases the risk of building the wrong thing at full cost. Used well, an MVP helps uncover whether a problem is real, whether the proposed solution is desirable, and whether customers engage in the behaviors a business depends on, such as repeat use, referrals, or willingness to pay. The book also stresses that MVP work should be paired with clear learning goals. Without a hypothesis and a measurement plan, an MVP becomes just a small product, not a learning instrument. Fourthly, innovation accounting and actionable metrics over vanity metrics. A recurring challenge for early-stage ventures is that standard accounting and performance dashboards often fail to capture whether a startup is making meaningful progress. Ries addresses this with innovation accounting, a way to measure progress when the primary job is learning rather than optimization. The emphasis is on metrics that guide decisions, not numbers that merely look impressive. The book contrasts actionable metrics with vanity metrics, warning that raw totals like cumulative signups or page views can rise even when the underlying business is unhealthy. Actionable metrics are tied to specific customer behaviors and can be connected to experiments and changes in the product. This focus pushes teams to define a baseline, set a target based on a hypothesis, and then run experiments to improve the drivers that matter. The approach also encourages cohort-based thinking, where teams track how new groups of users behave over time, making it easier to see whether product changes actually improve retention or conversion. Innovation accounting functions as a management system, enabling teams to make pivot or persevere decisions using evidence rather than hope, charisma, or internal momentum. Lastly, pivot or persevere and building an adaptive organization. The lean startup treats strategic change not as an admission of defeat, but as a normal outcome of disciplined learning. Rees introduces the idea of a pivot, a structured change in strategy designed to test a new fundamental hypothesis about product, growth, or business model. The key is that a pivot is not random thrashing. It is a response to validated learning that indicates the current approach is unlikely to achieve the desired results. This frames perseverance as an equally deliberate choice. Teams should continue when evidence shows they are improving the right drivers and moving toward a sustainable model. To make these decisions well, organizations need a cadence for reviewing results, separating opinions from data, and ensuring experiments are designed to reduce the biggest uncertainties. Rees also emphasizes that lean startup is a management philosophy, not only a product tactic. It affects team structure, decision rights, and how companies scale. Growth is treated as something that should be earned through repeatable mechanisms rather than assumed after a big launch. By institutionalizing rapid feedback and the willingness to change direction, the organization becomes more resilient, avoiding the trap of investing heavily in a strategy that the market has already rejected. In conclusion, the lean startup is best suited for entrepreneurs, startup founders, product managers, and leaders responsible for new products or internal innovation, especially when customer needs, technology, or business models are uncertain. Readers gain a practical operating system for turning ideas into testable hypotheses, shortening feedback cycles, and making decisions based on evidence instead of tradition or enthusiasm. The clearest benefits are operational, faster learning, fewer resources wasted on unproven assumptions, and a repeatable way to translate customer behavior into product and strategy choices. It also offers an intellectual shift, positioning entrepreneurship as a form of management and experimentation rather than pure inspiration or gamble. What helps the book stand out in the crowded startup category is its integration of a few ideas into a coherent loop. MVPs are not isolated hacks, metrics are not mere reporting, and pivots are not impulsive changes. Each element supports the central goal of validated learning. Compared with books that focus mainly on pitching, fundraising, or visionary leadership, Rees concentrates on the day-to-day mechanics of building, measuring, and adapting. While no framework can guarantee success, the lean startup approach gives teams a disciplined way to confront uncertainty early, learn continuously, and increase the odds of building something customers genuinely want. If you would like to support Eric Rees, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.